Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and welcome to Conversations with Spirits with your host, Matthew J. In today's show, you can contact Matthew by calling 760-283-4611 or prefix 001-760-283-4611 or connect on Skype for free. And now, here's your host, Matthew J.
Hello and welcome to Conversations with Spirit. I am your host, Matthew James, here on Mike Spirit FM. We do have some technical issues this evening. My apologies for the sound. We have got an echo. We are in delay and we are in echo. So there's nothing we can do. This is Blog Talk Radio this evening. But we will endeavour with the show. This is just one of those things with live radio. I do have a special guest this evening. He's going to be on a little bit later. I know he's going to be a little bit busy at the moment. He's not our scheduled guest. Unfortunately, my guest that I was hoping to have on the show is not on this evening. But we will be having Nick Humphreys on at 9:30. He's another host here on Mike Spirit FM. So bear with us. We do have this it makes it very, very difficult to actually do a show when seconds after I've just spoken, I'm hearing my words come through on the microphone, on the headphones. But anyway, I will do my plug. My name is Matthew James. I am a medium, clairvoyant, psychic. I have been a professional for 20-odd years. You can find all the details about me on my webpage. It's www.matthewjamesmedium.com. I've got a reading page where all my details on my Skype readings, my phone readings, my one-to-one readings, my video readings, everything's available on that page. I'm also on Facebook, MJ Medium. It's on Facebook, I am MJ Medium. It's just, I welcome people to come over and join the public figure page. We do have discussions, questions. It's just an interesting page. We've had a lot of technical issues today. Me and Ken, we were having actually a joke about it before the show started. Ken is our producer. And this is just the latest one, this echo. I think what we'll do, I think we'll go into the first piece of music, Ken, and then we'll continue with the show. You are listening to Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. I am your host, Matthew James. We've got gremlins this evening. Now, you listeners might not be able to hear this, but we have a time delay between Blog Talk Radio and Skype. So what's basically happening is about 5 seconds after I've actually said something, I'm actually hearing it playing back. And it's very, very, very difficult to get over. So bear with us. It is just something that is not usual here on Blog Talk Radio. It's just another one of the gremlins that we've actually had this evening. First, it was Facebook. Chuckle, chuckle. Facebook was up to its usual when we were trying to post the event. Then Blog Talk Radio decided to change the logo and do a few different things on the page. And now Blog Talk Radio itself is doing this time delay. So it's gremlins in the system. So bear with me and my dulcet tones about this thing. It's just the way the show is this evening. I forgot to actually mention that on my website on www.matthewjamesmedium.com, we do have a Conversations with Spirit page, and on the left hand side on this page you can actually post comments, suggestions about the show, suggestions about forthcoming guests, anything that you want to actually do, anything that you feel needs to be improved about the show. I would welcome on the Conversations with Spirit page on my website. I'm just drawing a breath and I'm thinking, right, what do I talk about next? My guest is on in about 15 minutes. My guest is Nick Humphreys. He is a brilliant medium in the UK. Many of you on Mike Spirit FM will be familiar with Nick. He does have his own radio show here on Mike Spirit FM. And I know he's going to be coming in very, very, very shortly. Now, I'm just listening to the delay. I tell you something, I can hear my own voice, and I don't like my own voice. This is quite funny, this. So you're going to have to bear with us. I'm just thinking about what the next topic is going to be. I'm going to recommend people maybe just send the odd email question to me. We have been doing this over the last few weeks. It's still very much an experiment. If you want to email a question to matthewjamesmedium@gmail.com, that's matthewjamesmedium@gmail.com. We will try and answer those questions. I know the last couple of weeks I've not been able to get through many of them. That's been the scenario. It's been busy with callers. It's been busy with emails, and we do get through the odd one, but it is an experiment. It is an evolving radio show. We do welcome you guys who listen to us, your feedback and your feelings about the different things that we're trying here and the different guests. I have got a round robin of guests. There will be a lot of the guests that we've already had on reappearing on the show. But it's been a busy week. I don't know how everybody else is feeling about the week, but it's been a busy week for us already. We're only in Tuesday, but this weekend and Monday, it's getting flat out. Now, what I think I'm going to do, because I'm sort of obviously dawdling at the moment because I've not got used to this delay, I'm going to bring in our first caller, and I am going to go solo with a live reading. All callers who do come in for readings, by the way, you can get a copy of your reading after the show. We do have the show available in the archives here on Mike Spirit FM. And you can actually catch another, you can get a copy of the show after the reading. So I'm going to bring my first caller in. And Charlotte, are you there, please?
Yes, I am, Matthew. How are you this
evening? Hi, Charlotte. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Hi, and what time of the day is it?
It's a little bit after 4 in the afternoon.
It's a little bit after 4. You'll have to forgive me with the delay, Charlotte. I'm hearing you a couple of times, so it's getting a bit confusing.
I think hearing me once would probably be enough for you, Matthew.
Yeah. What's your question, Charlotte, and I will endeavor to answer it for you.
Well, I'm just wondering if you have any messages for me from the other side, Matthew. I'm kind of anxious to hear from my family, which I haven't had any
information. Okay. The first question is your mother and her mother on the other side, please, Charlotte?
Yes, she is.
It's just she's the one that's actually come in and connected with me straight away. I've got to say, she's given me, like, I'm feeling very, very, very tired with this lady. I'm feeling quite exhausted here. Can you understand why I'm feeling tired when she's actually connecting with me?
No, I really can't.
Can I place it then with your grandmother? Because there is a weariness with this connection. I also want to say, I don't know if there was a cancer condition here.
Yes, that would be right. My mother, yes.
She's really wanting to really know what you're going to do next. That's the question I've got here. Charlotte, what are you doing next? It's like there are a lot of options, but which option am I going to take?
I wish I knew.
But you'll understand when she's like saying that you can't make your mind up. You can't make your mind up here.
Yes, I can. I can understand.
And have you sort of, how long ago did you sort a relationship out, or has the relationship been sorted out? That's the question mark. Now, I presume she's referring to a personal relationship here.
I don't think so. I'm a little bit old for that, and my husband has also passed, so.
Whose relationship are you getting involved, having to get involved with then?
Well, it could be my granddaughter who is on this side, and she's having some medical problems, and I'm quite worried about
her. And she relies on you, does she? She's somebody that is, say, inspired by you or relies on you in some way?
Just to be there for her and to be a sounding board. That's about all she'll accept right at the moment.
Now, question mark as well, Charlotte, I'm just going to go ahead with the information I've got because of all the delay. But I've got somebody else who I feel had a stomach condition of sorts. I don't know if it was a stomach cancer, but I've got a stomach condition of sorts, and somebody who's showing me peeled oranges and going about vitamin C or vitamin D, or somebody who's going to look after themselves with the health here.
Well, that would probably be the granddaughter I'm speaking of.
Right. Does the granddaughter have the stomach condition?
Well, she's really not sure. That's the problem. She's been
right
to numerous doctors, and nobody can give her answers.
Right. But what I want to know is, when I'm referring to a cancer sort of situation, who on the other side had it in the lower abdomen or the stomach area? I thought I had a gentleman here, you see.
Well, that would be my husband, but it wasn't a cancer. It was a Parkinson's problem.
But I've got to say, it's very, very, very uncomfortable down there anyway, and it felt like a cancer to me. My apologies, but it's very uncomfortable down there.
Yes.
And the guy is, if this is your husband, he's very, very subdued and very, very, very quiet at the moment, because I don't want it to turn. He's saying I don't want to turn the tears on. But this separation is very, very, very difficult for both of us.
That's very true. Very true.
Now, are you normally a teary person then?
I never used to be, but I think with age it's...
because this is the reference that's been making, that I don't want to say too much too soon that is going to upset you. But how long's your husband actually gone? Because I've got a feeling it's still relatively new to him.
It's been 5 years.
5 years. I've got to say the reaction I'm getting here is 5 years. I didn't realize it was as long as that.
Well, I have a son. Actually, I have two sons that have also passed, one of which was only 2 years ago. He was my youngest.
Was there anything about an accidental injury with one of them?
Well, it was accidental, but it wasn't an injury. It was accidental.
But it was accidental. There was an accident, wasn't there?
Yes, yes.
Was that the one who passed 2 years ago?
Yes.
Right, because there is still this shock that I didn't realize it had been that long. There's a shock.
Well, definitely. Definitely.
Was there anything to do with a head? Was there anything about a head injury at all?
No, no.
Well, who's referring to a head or a sore head, please?
I don't know.
Okay, can I ask if you or anyone is aware that of a headache or having any headaches at the moment? Because this is what's being talked about at the moment. Because my right hand side of my head's hurting a little bit.
Well, that could be my granddaughter, but that would have been from stress because of what's going on with her.
Right. The emphasis that I've actually got here, Charlotte, is that there is still this unity and this pulling together, even though they're on the other side.
That would be very true, I'm sure.
I don't want to separate these lot, because there's an acknowledgement that they might not be in physical body, but they're still very much there in mind. And I understand your granddaughter is the current concern that they are acknowledging.
Yes, very possible.
And I'm just feeling here that until that door's opened and her condition is sorted, time's not going to move on, life's not going to move on with anyone, because I'm going to say that everybody is concerned for her.
Well, that she needs answers.
Well, all I'm aware of is what I'm getting from these guys, these people on the other side. It's I'm going to say it diplomatically, they're reckoning that it's not going to be a life-threatening situation, that there will be a solution here.
Well, that's encouraging, very much so.
So, sorry for the silence for a minute. I'm trying to catch up with all of... Pardon the pun, voices in my head through my headphones at the show at the moment.
That's quite all right.
Your husband was a bit of a wit, wasn't he? Because he's taking the mickey out of me at the minute with what's going on here.
Yes, sir, he certainly was.
But he's also saying I don't know how you're making headway at the moment with everything that's going on in your mind. You're thinking everything through.
Well, I'm trying to be the strong one around here, but hopefully it's working.
Uh-huh. The next question, and I just to explain to you and to explain to the listeners, I work as a physical medium, as a clairsentient. I get the physical conditions that they may well have suffered with when they were on the earth plane. And I'm actually feeling something almost in the spleen or the liver area. Can you place a condition with that, please?
Yes, I think I can.
Can you tell me who that would have been?
That would be, again, we're going back to, well, no, I shouldn't say that. That could possibly be my great-grandson, who has had numerous problems since birth.
Right.
And he's also a big concern of mine.
Right. That's really sore. And that really is sore, what I'm feeling there. I don't know how you are actually coping with all this, Charlotte. That's what I'm getting back here. It's like you are definitely the rock in the ocean, and you're really the strongest one. And you should be an inspiration for everyone.
I'm working on it. I don't think I have a choice.
I've just got to say that what's coming across from father and coming across from husband is pure admiration and pure unabraded, giving you all the strength that they can just to keep going.
Well, I guess we need all the help we can get, Matthew.
Now, can I actually thank you, Charlotte, for actually calling in this evening? My apologies that the show is not in its usual format, and I am. It's hard work when I'm actually getting everything coming back with a delay, but I hope that I've actually helped you this evening.
Yes, you have, and I'm really very glad I called. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. And if you want to actually wait till the end of the show, and you can get a copy of this reading from the Mind Spirit FM archives.
I think I can do that. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Charlotte.
You're welcome.
It was lovely talking to you.
Bye.
Well, Ken, can we have the next piece of music, please? Okay, that was Is There Anybody There by Scorpions off the Love Drive album. It's just an old favourite of mine, and as everybody knows who listens to the show, I do tend to play quite a lot of the classics and my favourite tracks. The first piece of music for the evening was Silent Lucidity by Queensryche off the Empire album, all about dream control, and I absolutely love that song. And it still very much features on my iTunes playlist because I just absolutely love that song. We have been having technical issues this evening. I think the main one is that I've had everything in unison in my headphones, and it has been most confusing. But many thanks to Ken for suggesting that I get rid of the show page. It means that I can't go in the chat room, but at least I have got my sanity back because I'm not hearing my own voice in the headphones. My special guest is in the studio. It is Nick Humphreys. I'm going to introduce him in a second, but I just want to remind everybody that this is Conversations with Spirit here on Mike Spirit FM. Anybody who wants to listen to my dulcet tones again, there will be a copy of the show available in the archives. So anybody who calls in for readings this evening, you can get a copy of the show, and you can obviously do what you want to do with the recording. You can have it on your computer, you can have it on your iPod, you can have it on your iPhone, you can put it wherever you want to. But I'm going to encourage people to phone in and phone in for some live readings with either me or Nick Humphreys. We will give you some live mediumship this evening. We did have Nick. I've just noticed that Nick is just dropped out. I was about to bring Nick in. He was in the studio, but not only are we having issues on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio, we're now having it on Skype. So it is definitely a gremlins evening. This is one of those things about live radio. You never know what you're going to deal with. And what I've got to deal with tonight is all these technical problems. So you're going to have to bear with me. It's not the usual show. It's a little bit of a comedy of errors. And I must admit, it's quite amusing. Now, if you go over onto my web page, I will plug my web page again. You go over to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. There are a number of pages on there. There's my readings page where I advertise my Skype readings, my phone readings, my video readings, my one-to-one readings. All the information's on there about myself. There is also a Conversations with Spirit page that has all the archive shows in it, the guests. It also has a bit of a comment suggestions box, which I'm encouraging everybody to actually go over and use to suggest future guests, ideas about questions, ideas about format, etc., etc., etc. There's a message here from Nick that his PC is running very, very, very slow. So we will endeavour to try and get Nick on. We were going to be having another fellow Australian on this week. She was going to be doing dream analysis and talking about dream coaching and a few other things. But unfortunately, I've not been able to get hold of her because she's actually been on tour in Australia. She's been in various cities, and I've not been able to get hold of her. So what I'm going to be doing is in the future is getting Maria on, because Maria Alita was supposed to be on this week. I will be getting Paula on, Paula Paradima. Paula was due on a number of weeks back. She's my old mentor from the UK, from the Blackpool area. A brilliant medium, brilliant stand-up medium, and I'm really looking forward to having the opportunity of actually doing some stand-up with Paula sometime in the future, whether it's this year, next year, the year after. But I'm really looking forward to maybe manifesting that opportunity. Now, if I can't manifest actually being on stage with her in person, the idea then I was going to actually do it on radio. So fingers crossed in the next couple of weeks we will actually get Paula. Now, another page that I've got on my website is the Light of Truth Oracle. These are my own cards, the Light of Truth Oracle cards. They are available for sale. They are actually in production. I am actually selling these cards. But the thing is about the Light of Truth Oracle, it's all my own artwork. They're basically an oracle card. They're a tarot card. They've got a lot of information about numerology and gematria on them. They've also got the Tree of Life, the Kabbalah in them. They've got the Jungian archetypes like the shadow and the inner critic and the hero and a few other things. They are a completely unique system of cards. I believe there is 82 cards in the deck. So that basically covers every single tarot card, the minor arcana, the major arcana, but it also covers two of the realms of the Kabbalah and the Tree of Life that are not normally featured in cards. There's the Ein Sofer and there is also Garth. So they are a completely unique system. And I know I've been doing workshops here in Australia with a number of people and training them to actually use the cards. I've had quite a lot of people actually purchase the cards. And so far, the feedback is really, really good. People are finding that they're really, really, really accurate, which is very, very pleasing for me because 20 years ago, I set off with the artwork. I didn't know what I was doing with the artwork. I didn't know where it was going. I was just drawing all these imaginary images, all this psychic artwork. I was drawing images of Avebury, Stonehenge, Glastonbury in colour, in black and white. I was doing all sorts of different scenes, all sorts of imagery. And back then, I really didn't know where it was leading to. They were just basically on the hard drive of a computer over the last couple of years. Then a friend of ours over here in Australia said inspirationally, why don't you make yourself a pack of cards? I think this is about this time last year. So I spent most of last year actually creating these cards. And obviously I then had to go through the process of what I'm going to call them. How am I going to present these? I don't want to do the usual format. I don't want them to be the usual tarot cards based on what everybody else is doing. I wanted to do them actually uniquely. So this is really how the Light of Truth Oracle actually evolved. It's actually my spiritual journey. It's from initiation to realization, as I actually put it. The initiation card being the Fool card in the tarot, which is the start of everything. It's normally the number zero in the tarot. And then I have the realization card, which is the point I'm actually at the moment, where I've looked back over the last 25, 30 years and gone, ah, that's what all that's about. All that is actually expressed in the cards. All my experiences, all my insights, everything that I've experienced is in the cards, which actually makes it quite a unique piece of work. Like I say, you can actually see more about the Light of Truth Oracle cards on the website. There is a Light of Truth Oracle page. I've put a lot of photographs up and a lot of information. There is also a free... And my brain has just gone blank. There is actually a free download in a PDF format, which is the basic meanings of the cards. We have actually got Nick back. Nick has just actually come online. So I'd better bring Nick in before he actually drops out again. Nick Humphreys. Nick, are you there, sir?
I am, mate. How are you?
I'm not too bad.
Sorry about the delay.
Don't worry about it. It's just been one of the gremlins that we've actually had this evening. I don't know if you've been listening, but we've had everything go wrong this evening.
Oh, dear.
You know what live radio's like, don't you, being a host?
Yep, absolutely. You just get on with it.
You do. I can't go in the chat room at the moment because otherwise I get all the delay and it gets really confusing because I've got my own voice in my head and I don't like hearing my voice in my head through the headphones. How have you been, matey? Anyway, I've not spoken to you for ages.
I know. I've been really well, actually. I've been really busy just organising like things with Mike and future events that I'm doing on my own and abroad. So, It's been really busy and exciting as well, but it's also very knackering.
Yeah, I can imagine. You had a bit of toothache, didn't you?
I did. I had a tooth pulled.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Well, it was a long time coming.
I know it was on Facebook, and I'm thinking, oh, God. It's like you had flu in Norway as well, didn't you?
Well, I had a bug of some sort, like a cold bug. I don't know if it was flu, but I wasn't very well for the first 2 days. But I was very well looked after and pampered.
Because I know I saw the pictures on Mike's page, and you two are presenting the live radio, and there's a picture with you, and you look like you've got about 10 layers on, and I'm thinking... at first I thought, oh, geez, they don't have central heating in Norway. And then I actually realised you weren't very well.
Yeah, they were really kind. Actually, one of the ladies, a therapist there, she does like acupuncture. She ran off to her place and got one of those massive rice pad things that you heat up.
Oh,
and she
yeah.
came running back in with it wrapped up in blankets and put it around my neck, covered me in all these blankets, and then herself and Bertha, who owns the centre where we were at, were massaging my back, and I was just like in heaven.
Oh, cool.
So it was really nice. So, but yeah, I was a bit poorly. But hey ho.
Oh, dear. Now, last time I actually caught up with you, Nick, you were actually due to go to India. How did that go? How did your India trip go?
Oh, India was fantastic. It was quite scary. I'll be honest, it was scary being out there all on my own with just my contact. So, you know, we were staying in a hotel together in separate rooms. And all I would do is just get told that I'd have a client at certain times. I'd be doing a workshop. And then we'd go out and I'd have a look around, like Bombay, which is Mumbai now. And Guwahati, but it was an absolute fantastic experience, and actually one that I'm going to experience again in November, because I've been invited back out there for November. We're looking into Mike coming over with me as well, so it's an adventure. When you get out there,
wow.
You know you're on an adventure. It's great.
Wow. Well, you know that there's two willing bag carriers here in Australia if you ever want anybody to actually help carry your bags. And we're not that far away from India.
No.
Well, we
no.
are. I think it's equidistant, isn't it?
Is it really?
I think so. How many hours from the UK is India?
9.5. About 9 hours, I think.
Right, so we have. I'm trying to think.
It's 2 hours.
It's probably about 12 hours away from us then. 13 hours, maybe.
Okay. Well, one of the guys out in Mumbai is talking to me at the moment about doing like an exchange program. So, where I bring a team of people over from the UK and or wherever you're coming from to go to India, and then likewise they would come over to the UK. So it's something that we're talking about, but I'll probably be talking about more in detail when I'm actually there, so we can actually work it all out. How's it going to work? Who's going to come over? So there might be certain invites coming out, but it's not a guaranteed thing. It's just an idea at the moment.
Wow.
So it's exciting.
I mean... I know. I had an old friend many years ago. He was in India quite a bit. He got invited over there. And he absolutely loved it. I mean, it's a friend of mine, Neil Haig, who is a brilliant artist. And I know he went to India a few times, and he absolutely adored it. It just seems to be the place to go for spirituality, isn't it?
Oh yeah. You know, when I was out there, I was given past life regression. But they're so open, and they're so nice and kind out there. And in fact, I'd done a reading for one client, and then he invited us out to have a meal the next day. And this guy actually took us to the ICC cricket ground. If you're into cricket, it's the place to be in India.
Wow.
You know, and it was just a really fab experience. And there's me. I'm tucking there into my lovely meal that has been cooked
for me.
Wasn't
a curry, was it?
No. Actually, we went for continental, because I'd had like 4 days of curries. So we went for continental. And he just said to me, Nick, why don't you think about having a place out here? I said, pardon?
Wow.
He said, why don't you buy an apartment out here? I was like, right, okay. So that's something else that's on the cards. We are looking at the prospects of having a property out there, not for me to live out there full time, but a property for me to just have. But
yeah.
it's a million miles away just yet. So,
but I suppose you've got to like Corriedale, haven't you?
Yeah, when I first got there, I thought, you know what, I'm going to do as the Indians do and just go with the flow. And so I had a very nice breakfast, which was curry. The lunch was very nice. That was curry.
Curry.
and then the tea was nice, and that was curry. So I had that
curry.
Well, it wasn't just curry though. It was like, you know, you get like vegetable biryani or chicken biryani and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So it was, but it's actually different to what you get in the UK. It was actually more flavoursome. You know, the spices were richer, and it was tastier. But by day four, you sort of like, oh, I don't know if I can stomach it again. You know, because the very quick story was that after like 3 days, we had curry continuously. I might have had not a scone, but a croissant for breakfast because I probably needed something like that. But then we went to one of my client's friend's house to do a couple of readings for his friends. So I come out of the room for doing the reading, and there on the table was this lovely spread of food. Nick, you've got to eat, you know, please, you know, just sit down and eat, have what you want. Please try this. And they're actually whacking food onto my plate. You know, try this, try this, try this. And you can't say no. So then we went to another friend's house about an hour, 2 hours after, and said, you know, can you do a reading for this friend? I said, yeah. It was, went on to another room, come out after the reading, and there again was another table full of food. Nick, sit down, eat, try this pudding, try this. And so you're treated like a king, but you're absolutely stuffed to the brim with Indian food. But it's, as I say, it's nice. It was nice food. And it gets complicated. And the reason it gets complicated is because you read all the guidelines. You've got to drink bottled water. It's got to be boiled. Only eat fruit that's peeled. So when you're actually at somebody's house, you all these questions are going through your head. Is that water safe? What's this been cooked in? You know, that sort of stuff. So you're like, and it spoils it. It does really spoil it. When really, you should just go ahead and just go for it. As long as you're not eating from a stall trader, you know. And because these people were going, Nick, this water's been purified, boiled, and it's been filtered, so it's going to be safe. But even so, you're like, but it's not bottled, you know?
Yeah.
So you're restricting yourself.
I know exactly what you mean.
So next time, I know what to do then, because it was a massive learning curve for me, but it was a fantastic experience. And I would say if anybody wants to go to India, go, but go with somebody, because it can get that little bit lonely out there. Even, you know, I had my good friend out there, but it was restrictive, if that makes any sense. You know, we could.
And I've heard that before.
Yeah. So you couldn't share. I could share it, but I couldn't share it. You know, I had to. It's 9 hours. Well, I think we're like 6 hours or 9 hours ahead. So to speak to my wife about things, I was up at 3 o'clock in the morning to talk to her. So, but again, you know, don't let it spoil it. Cause it's you got to go.
Yes.
So
yeah,
and what made me laugh is that my client said to me, he said, oh, you know, when we've got like a weekend off, we can't think of what to do. We jump on a plane and go to Singapore. So it's only two hours. It's 2 hours from there. So,
wow.
You know, it's a lovely place, beautiful country.
I know I lived briefly in Doha in Qatar. I was there for about 10 months I think it was 2000 and... Oh, geez, it was probably 2006. We had a Rati and Strauss there. They were two Indians. They were an Indian couple, and they were absolutely hilarious. She cooked absolutely awesome biryani food, and they were the friendliest, most helpful people I think I've ever come across. Outside of like family and friends, I mean, they were just an awesome couple, and they were kept saying, you want to go to our country, and you want to, and I've always been tempted to India.
Yeah. Yeah. I found amazing was the difference in places. So, I went to Mumbai and then flew to a place in the northeast of India called Guwahati. So in the Assam district or area. And again, you know, the countryside's different. The air was different. The people were slightly different, but not in a horrible way, just different. But you've got to remember out there, it's their winter also, so it's in line with us. But yeah. I got off the plane in Mumbai and I had to strip. I was so hot. And then my client was saying, you're going to have your jumper and your jacket on when you go to Guwahati because it's going to be cold. I was so hot in Guwahati. But Delhi, I was so cold in Delhi. I had a T-shirt on, shirt, jumper, and my jacket on, and I was still cold in Delhi. And this is India. Wow. You're like, wow, this is like mad. But you can tell, actually, the water in Delhi is different. And I suspect this is probably why people get Delhi belly, because the water tastes so different, even compared to the food that's cooked in Mumbai. So you could taste it's different, you know.
Wow.
So, but yeah, I can't wait to go back out there. So, you know, my wife's going to come with me this time, and so she can experience. We were meant to go on an elephant ride to a temple, but because of work, it didn't happen. So we're going to do that together.
Sounds interesting. So I've gone a little bit green. My skin's just turned a little bit green, Nick. I wonder why.
You've got to do it. You have to. You really have to do it.
Oh, am I picking the dirt up? Or am I picking something up about India? Why my skin's gone green? Sorry, I just had a bit of humour. Do you want to just give everybody a bit of your spiel, your website, where everybody can get hold of you, Nick?
Yeah, of course. Obviously, you can catch me on my radio show, which is on tomorrow night. It's Tuesday tomorrow. Yeah, Mike Spirit FM at 9 PM UK GMT time, 4 PM Eastern time. So it's the Nick Humphries Medium Show. Or you can catch me at www.nick-humphries.com or on my Facebook page, which is International Medium Nick Humphries. So I think you can Twitter me now as well. I think I was setting up Twitter today, which is Nick A Humphries. There you go.
I'm on as well. I think I'm Matt James Medium. I'm Matt James Medium, so I'm gonna have to follow you, Nick, if you'll follow me.
Yeah, of course.
We'll connect there.
It's all this stuff. It's all new to me. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh no, I know. I know. I'm not really into the technical things today with everything that went wrong on Facebook and everywhere. So I've managed so far. Tell us about the live show. I know we've got some callers. I've got a list of who the callers are, but I thought we would just have our little our conversation, our little natter, and then get some
risks
done. But how did the live show go? The road show go?
The road show was good. Actually, I really enjoyed it. I'll be honest. The day was a little bit slow, but it picked up towards the end, and it got actually really quite busy. Fantastic stall holders, but the evening was the point, the focal point. You know, it was such a good laugh. You know, I went on first for the hour, and just the energy in the room was there. You know, it was, and that's what makes the night really. Good laughs, good energy, good vibes, and great people. And then obviously Mike came on, and he had some great links. Mike, he done, you know, really well, and I love working alongside him on platform. So because we're so different when you actually watch us, you know, he likes being up on stage and I like walking around. That we're that different.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But it's great to observe, great to see, you know, and obviously we've got the live show going to Norway in April. So, yeah, that's good. So, but aren't you coming over here soon?
Well, we're actually trying to manifest it. Yeah, I mean we've got it planned. We are trying to plan it. We're trying to manifest it. And yeah, I mean we will be on stage together.
Yeah.
I mean we would organise everything with Mike. I've sort of suggested ideas with Ken, asked to. A couple of ideas. Should it happen? I'll explain to you after the show. Should it happen?
Okay.
Yeah, it would be absolutely brilliant to it with you guys on stage. It would be really really interesting because obviously I've not been in the UK as a professional medium for it was about 2002. So I don't know how the terrain's changed.
It's changed. It's changed. I know
you're an old hand at this as well, and you'll remember the 80s and where how it was wonderful, wasn't it, in the 80s, because there wasn't too many of us.
It was and especially now, obviously, you know, I'm in Wales, but I'm in South West Wales, so I'm about an hour away from Mike, and
yeah.
Where I am, it's absolutely swamped, you know, with mediums or psychics. I would say more psychics than mediums, but absolutely swamped. So there's loads of different shows going on all the time, and you know, everybody's competing for that sort of business, really. But you just do what you do, just keep going, you know.
Yeah.
But it's also great, obviously, you know, the fact that there are so many people coming out now that are linking to spirit, because that's ideally what we're after, isn't it? We're after for people.
That's right. I mean, I remember in the 80s when all this was predicted, people were making these predictions, and they were getting the philosophies that come the 21st century, come the early part of the 21st century, there was going to be an awakening, and we were going to be swamped with all these psychics and mediums, and we were all looking at it thinking, absolute wonderment, fantastic, to be able to talk about this to all and sundry, be able to talk to neighbours, etc., without realising that it means that if everybody's doing this and everybody's available for readings and doing stand-up work, it's how do you get your trade?
Well,
if everybody's doing it.
Yeah, but it also it throws up other things in the head, doesn't it? You know, how does, for the client then, how do they find the true medium? That's the thing. You know,
that's very true.
Yeah, I mean, I've unfortunately seen people that, in fact, you know, I've had people in my own development group, and they've been with me for like 2 weeks, and then they think that they know everything and take themselves off to be, you know, a medium or whatever it is they want to class themselves, but they, sadly, they fall on their face, you know, they don't know what it's about.
Yeah,
so
we've got that here. I mean, Canberra City. We are, say, about the size of, say, Preston in Lancashire or Bolton or something like that. That's our approximate size. Probably a bit smaller.
Yeah.
And I was totting it up with the wife, Chris, yesterday about how many psychics and mediums we've got. We've got about 60 that have come out of the woodwork.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
I mean, there's a lot. It's they suddenly arrive, they've suddenly gone on courses, they've suddenly learnt cards, they've suddenly gone on somebody's workshop, and they go, ha, I can now go out and I can now start advertising. And some of these, a year ago, they couldn't even deliver a message on a platform.
No.
Or they were in a different trade altogether.
Yeah. But don't get me wrong, there are some fantastic people out there. They really are.
There are some... Yeah, absolutely. There are some absolutely awesome communicators out there. I am just so glad that the Fraudulent Mediums Act, the Witchcraft Act, whatever you want to call it, has not shut us all down. I know it's limited us all, and we're getting the effects of it over here in Australia now, thankfully. When I say thankfully, because I reckon that we should all be registered and we should all be monitored, because... For our own safety, and also to assure the public that there's a lot of genuine ones of us out there.
Yeah, there definitely needs to be something about it. I mean, over here now, you know, we can't do anything unless we say that it's for entertainment purposes only. So,
yeah.
You know, we're classed as entertainers. So put it on your top hat, you know.
Yeah.
So, but I noticed that our producer there is actually putting no, no, no.
I said that, and I put question. I think we need to go to our first caller. I think Ken's giving a little hint. Do you want to actually start when I call for? Are you ready and primed to do a reading?
Primed.
Yes.
I'm all up. Me.
Okay. So if you go first and I go next, because I'm in my last reading I did with Charlotte. I didn't know what I was saying, but the feedback was so confusing. So I'm just hoping that I'm going to get it right this time around, and I'm going to be okay. But caller 240 or area code 240, are you there, please? Hello?
Hello?
What's your first name, please?
My name is Connie.
That's Connie, is it? Connie?
Yes. Yes.
And where are you calling from, Connie, please?
I'm calling from Gaithersburg, Maryland.
Okay. Can I pass you over to Nick Humphreys? And Nick will start your reading for you this evening.
Sure.
Hi, Connie. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. Just hope you're having a good day so far. How is it we can help you this evening?
Well, I'd like to know if any of my loved ones are trying to come through for me, and if my money issues are going to pass.
Okay, don't give me too much. Let me do the work for you, okay?
Okay,
because as I link to your vibration, okay, and I'm asking spirit to come forward, and straight away I had a gentleman that comes forward from the spirit world for you. I want to go to your father's side of the family, and he's actually telling me that he's father, dad, he's saying father. Do you understand? So your father is in spirit?
My father is in spirit.
Okay, so I would say actually he was a very... Would you understand that he was quite a man that would be agitated, or he gets agitated, but he was of a gentle energy as well. Would you understand that with him?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. He's also just telling me that actually, I'm getting mixed messages here, because he's talking to me about his passing, okay? He tells me that actually his passing was quite slow, but it was quite quick to come. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it
okay.
does.
I don't understand what he meant by that, but I also feel that it was probably due to some sort of illness. Thank you. Right, okay, I'll get to that in a second. Some sort of illness with him. Do you understand it? With his chest areas, he's talking, he's always giving me a pain in my chest. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart. Sweetheart, he's talking to me about being irrational. Irrational. He's actually telling me that you're being a little bit irrational. Do you understand this? Right, thank you. It's you're questioning yourself quite a lot, and that's why you're being irrational, he says. About your situation, he said that you think that your situation is never going to change, but actually it's changed quite a lot recently. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Right, thank you. But he's talking to me about hardship, okay? Hardship. Right, thank you. He's talking about it. Now, I want to go to him with this hardship. He's saying to me, Nick, do you know, we had hardship like this before. He's talking about years ago. So there was great hardship within the family. Do you understand this also?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Because he's talking to me about that he wants you to reflect on this, because he says you remember this, okay? And he wants you to reflect on this and then look at your life now to see that actually... your life is more fantastic compared to what he's used to, or he was used to. Do you understand?
Right.
Okay. Are you sure you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. Sweetheart, also, I'd like to give a bit of evidence about him, which I've done, okay, because I like getting to the key points, which is what you've asked for, okay? But he's also talking to me about Mum, and he says Mum is here also. Thank you. And she passed the spirit quite quickly. Do you understand this?
Yes, I do.
All right, thank you. Because he's telling you that they're together. And it's something that you've always questioned, whether or not they've actually got back together. Do you understand this?
Yes.
Okay. He says, right, thank you, sweetheart, bless you. He says to me, their love on the earth plane wasn't always sweet and rosy. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, but he's telling me actually... everything is, his words, is hunky-dory, okay? Everything is fine, because they never lost that love. That's what he's trying to say, okay? Do you understand?
Oh, I knew that, yes. I knew that. They have a really awesome love together.
Yeah, okay. Because he's so happy, saying to me, I'm so happy, okay? Because she actually went to spirit after him, he said. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, because he said, I'm so happy that she's here now. He missed her and so on. So, bless his heart.
Even though she passed before him, she went to spirit. I don't understand that one.
Well, I'm being told by this gentleman that she passed. Hang on, I can't remember what I said now, because he's telling me that she would have passed.
She passed before he did. Yeah.
She passed. Okay. Well, maybe, you know, I can't always be right every time. Okay, but
I know.
Okay, he's talking about the fact that they're together. Okay, it may have been that he passed first or second. Okay, but the fact that they're together and how happy they are.
Right.
Thank you, sweetheart. He's also just talking to me about. Right. Okay. Your outgoings. He said your outgoings outweigh your incoming. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, because he's... Right, thank you. He's showing me that you keep writing checks for things. He's like, you're writing stuff and giving it away. Does that make sense? You're writing checks for a lot of things, like bills and... Okay.
No. I don't. I used to.
But he's showing me that your outgoings are outweighing your income. Okay, you understand this?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And the way he's showing me that is by, the only way he can show me is by writing checks and passing it on. So he's telling me that that's it, okay? Right, thank you. But also he's talking to me about a change of pathway for you, or as in like your job, because your job isn't working quite well. Do you understand?
Yes, I do. Working.
Okay. Right, thank you. You've applied
I'm
for something as well.
I'm not working at this time.
Yeah, he said you've applied for something as well recently. Do you understand?
No, I have not applied for anything. My circumstances won't allow me to.
Well, no, it doesn't have to be to do with a job. He's talking about you applying for something. You've applied for something recently, he said.
Oh, yes, I have applied for something. What do you see about that?
Right, okay, well, there you go, okay.
Because,
sweetheart, what's happening here? He's telling me that you've actually sat down with you and you were applying for whatever it is that you were applying for, okay? And he's telling me it's going to come to you, okay?
It is going to come to me?
It's going to come to you, okay? And actually, I could tell by your voice, actually, it's going to be a bit of a relief for you also. Do you understand
this? Yes, it is.
Okay,
yes.
And it's also going to ease certain aspects of your finances. Is that right? Right.
Yes.
Okay. Well, there you go. Okay. What are you on about? Okay. So, do you understand that he says to me, "I was in trade. I was in trade." So, was he some sort of tradesman or, you know, not handyman, but that sort of thing? Do you understand? Because he keeps talking about trade.
You're talking about my dad, Sam. No, he was a chef.
Right, because he's talking about a trade. Okay, he had a trade. Okay. Right. Okay. Okay.
Is my husband coming through at all? My husband passed away.
Okay, just bear me a second. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Okay. Sweetheart, I'm not gonna say it's your husband just yet because I don't feel it at the moment. All I'm getting is a gentleman that's quite tall in spirit, okay, connected to you, and he keeps talking to me about gold. You got gold, like gold jewelry. You got have you got like an excess of gold necklaces or chains?
Yeah.
Right. Okay, because he's telling me that actually you could. You don't need these. He's telling me you don't need these. You can pass these on. Thank you. He's telling me actually you can sell these or. Okay. Thank you. He just said to me some of them you think are like heirlooms, but they're not. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Right. Because he's telling me that actually you can get sell these and get money for them.
Wow. Yeah, it is something I've contemplated.
So this gentleman that comes forward, he keeps showing me very, very quickly that he would have had a moustache. Would you understand?
Oh, my God. That's my husband.
Right, okay, thank you. But he's quite tall. Yes,
he's tall.
Okay, right. An average build as well. Thank you. And he just tells me, actually, he went to spirit very quickly, sweetheart. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. He just said his body gave up. He just said my body gave up. He wasn't ready to go, but my body gave up.
Really?
That's what he's telling me. Do you understand?
Wow. because he was here 1 minute and gone the next. I mean, that's how quickly he was not sick. I mean, we were at the kitchen table laughing, and literally laughing from, I mean, he had a smile on his face when he passed away.
Oh, and bless him.
Been, he passed away in 2000.
He's got absolutely fantastic energy. He's got beautiful energy. But he just said to me, literally, my body gave up, and I wasn't ready to go, but my body gave up. And actually, thank you, sweetheart. He says to me, actually, he hangs around quite a lot around you, to see what you're up to, as in, like, you know, because you always made him laugh. He just said as well. Do you understand?
Yes.
Right, thank you. But he says also that you seem to be not letting go. Right, thank you. He just said she doesn't let go, but hang on. He said, but also, can you just tell her that I realise that she hears me? She hears me, he just said. So you hear me. Do you understand?
Yes, we were married for 26 years. It's hard to let go.
No, it's hard to let go, sweetheart. And you don't have to let go or if you let go, it doesn't mean you're letting go of them because they'll always be around you. But he's telling me that you hear him. So he actually... Right, thank you. Did he whistle? Because it's like he whistled, or... Does that make sense?
Yeah, my dad was a whistler too. Oh my gosh, yes.
You hear this whistle. And basically what you need to do then is just acknowledge the whistle and just say... Say, right, okay. Sweetheart, I don't work with names, okay? But I keep getting a name through, okay? I don't know if it's right or wrong, but I'll offer it anyway. But please bear in mind, I don't work with names. But I keep getting the name of Tony. I don't know if there's a Tony around you or he was linked to a Tony. Okay, but anyway, besides the point, he says to me that he's around you and you hear him whistle because he's actually watched you turn around because you've actually turned around to see where it's coming from. Yes, you understand this?
Yes.
And he's actually standing right in front of you when you do that. Okay?
Wow.
You just need to acknowledge him. Okay? Sweetheart, I'm gonna leave it there for you, okay? Because I'm going to pass you over to the lovely Matthew as well. But please, take the love from your mum, your dad, and your fantastic husband that's around you all the time, okay?
Thank you so much.
You are welcome, sweetheart. Blessings to you.
All right.
Hi, Connie. Right. As Nick was giving various pieces of that fantastic message, I've got to admit that I got definite heart attack on more than one occasion. So the first question is, your father had a tightening of the chest, didn't he? He had a heart attack.
Yes.
And yes, your husband had a chest complaint as well.
You're right.
Because I felt that with him. Because I work, I mean, the thing is when me and Nick work, we complement each other because he gets part of the message and I get the other part. And the way I get it, I get the actual symptoms. I feel the actual symptoms and I feel the actual person. Either your father or your husband at one time would have been a smoker because they came with like a jacket or a coat that smelled of stale cigarettes.
That's my husband.
Right, and you would understand why he's like closing his right eye almost to blink, but what he's actually saying is that I had eye problems, and when I closed my right eye, I could actually see. So I'm wondering if he had a lazy right eye or he had an eye problem with his right eye.
Not that I'm aware of.
Right, what is...
I mean, later on in life, he did have to wear glasses. But,
right,
that was
maybe
just, like,
he's complaining that they don't have an optician or they don't have glasses on the other side, and he's having to close his right eye to actually see. So there's probably a bit of a sense of humour here. But what he's trying to say is you need to get things into focus and you need to get things into perspective, exactly what is happening in your life at the moment. It's not, I mean, it's a scenario of, yes, finances are important, but it's not important because you always know, girl, that things always work out for you.
This is true.
It always works out.
I'm such a worrier.
Yeah, but he says it always works out, and it's almost a. My hands are expressing something here, and I'm flicking one hand over the other as if to say it always works out, and it's almost like he's dusting something off and saying, flicking things away. It always works out.
Right.
And if people don't understand you, they don't need to be in your life. So obviously you've got a little bit of opposition or lack of understanding with people at the moment, because he says it always works out.
Right. I understand that.
Now, this jacket that somebody's wearing is like it's like a greyish colour, and it seems to be a little bit old, like it's had mothballs, or it's not been worn for a long time, or it's a jacket that's been forgotten about. But somebody's put an old jacket on and saying, that's my favourite, or this is what I used to wear. Do you remember this jacket?
Yes. Yes, my brother has one of his old jackets, as a matter of fact.
Ah, right. So he's claimed it back, in other words. He's like saying, well, I've got it over here. It's familiar things. It's familiar territory over here. It's familiar people over here. Everything's familiar. The only thing is that obviously you're not there, and he's not obviously wanting you over there for a while, because you've got quite a lot of things to do. But it's in your nature to actually wonder what's going on over there.
Yes.
You've been saying what you're up to, and can I trust you over there, and blah, blah, blah. These sort of little questions have entered your mind. And I want to actually confirm what Nick said. He has been following you, I mean, everywhere. Obviously not the toilet, not the bath or shower, but he's been following you everywhere like he always did.
Uh-huh. Oh,
your father
nice
can't get a word in edgeways, and all your father is wanting to do is just whinge about your health and looking after your health.
Oh, okay. I understand that,
because
too.
Because it seems to be that in the wake of everything else, you're forgetting the basic things about health and diet and what you should be eating and what you should be drinking. He's basically saying, girl, somebody needs to remind you of these things.
I understand that, too.
Now, I don't often get names, but when I do, they've got some significance somewhere. Is the name Al familiar? Do you know the name Al? I mean, it's obviously shortened for Alan or Alex, but is the name Al of any relevance?
No.
Right.
Oh,
can I
Sal.
Ask?
Sal.
That will
that?
Do. That will do. Who's that?
That's my brother.
Right, how is he? Because they're bringing my attention to this name, and they're putting quite an emphasis on this name.
Oh, yeah, he has a bit of a problem with depression, and he always feels
guilty. And has he got any
about.
Problems with drinking or dehydration or anything to do with his kidneys?
Dehydration, yes. Not drinking, but dehydration. He's not
particularly
eager.
Dehydration, I know, because I'm feeling my kidneys, and my kidneys are aching when I get that name.
Oh, he's got kidney issues, for sure, yes.
That's the next concern, because they're saying that if he doesn't ship up and book his ideas up, it's going to cost him a fortune. It's not a life threatening, but it's going to cost him a fortune, because obviously doctor's bills, medical bills.
Uh huh.
And it's the last thing that he actually wants, and the last thing that they want is basically all this wasted money going out.
Right. I understand
now,
that.
Can I now leave your husband's love and your father's love with you? Because we've got quite a few callers in the line, and I would like to endeavour to get through everybody if I can. And I'm going to thank you so much for calling in, Connie, today.
Thank you so much.
You can get
it
a copy
nice
of my
of
reading
thank
and Nick's
so
reading. You can get a copy from the archives at the end of the show. It's just a simple download, so you can obviously listen to the show again. And thank you so much, Connie.
I would love to. Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Wow. Yeah, wow, Nick. You're definitely on form this evening.
It's early days yet, mate.
Yeah, but I mean, this is the thing what people don't realize, do they? That every time we do a reading for someone, every time we do a connection with spirit, it's an experiment. We don't know what we're going to get, do we?
No, we don't. That's why I love my job so much, because it's just so great.
Yeah. I know the feeling. I mean, I tend to say to so many people, you don't have a script with this. When they say, well, what do you do? I say, well, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I'm going to open up and I'm going to do a reading, but I don't know who's going to come through. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I don't know what they're going to reveal. And that is the wonderful thing about it.
Yeah. And actually, if you go into it with an expectation, it goes wrong. So you've got to do this with no expectation. Yeah, so that's just one lesson that I was taught, and it works quite well for me.
Yeah, and tell people how different a radio show, doing a reading on a radio show, is to any other type of reading.
Hang on. You throw me in the deep end. It's not actually that much different, I don't feel.
I'm going to put you in the deep end. I mean, it's live radio. I'm going to try and embarrass or catch my guests out.
Well, I'll be honest. I don't feel it's any different, because spirit are, you know, they're an energy. They're a universal energy, so they can be wherever you want. So it doesn't matter if the person's in front of you or, you know, the other side of the world. So, you know, they're... If they want to come through and give a message and evidence, then they'll come through anyway. So it shouldn't really be any different. It's just
exactly. I was just taking you down a cul-de-sac. That's all, Nick, because that's exactly what I was going to say to everybody. Because people say to me, "How can you do a live radio reading or a phone reading?" Because the person's not in front of you. And my words are, it's no different.
It isn't any different.
It doesn't matter whether the person's in front of you, you're on a phone, you're on Skype, it's an email, you still get that energy from spirit and they still give you that information.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. So, you know, just don't shoot your guest.
No. Oh, Ken's getting put in his head saying Ken.
So... Chris has put no room for error on live radio. Yeah, but there's no room for error when you've got a one-to-one private client, because they're going to tell you yes or no anyway.
That's
so
right.
You know, and even, you know, like when we were doing the live show, the road show, you know, we were both getting, well, I don't understand that information, or no, I can't take that. And you go back to spirit and you say, okay, this lovely person doesn't understand the information you're giving me. Give it to me in a different way. And spirit aren't going to lie. They say, well, okay, try it this way. And then the person goes, actually, do you know what? That makes sense now. So, you know, it's the interpretation, isn't it, of what you're being told.
It's also being honest. I mean, it was a scenario where if you get some information wrong, or you pitch it wrong, or you hear it wrong, you just say, look, my apologies, I've heard it wrong, because it is 99.9% of the time it's human error. The information from spirit's not wrong. We've maybe interpreted it wrong, or we've maybe heard it wrong, or maybe we've transferred it wrong.
Well, you know, take the last caller, you know, with that reading. I heard they went first. So, you know, who went first? Actually, that's my error, because I should have said who went first. And I assumed that she went first. Actually, he went first, but it was the lady that went first.
Yeah.
Spirit. So... Yeah, so it's up to us as the medium to do. It's hard work as well. People don't realise that it's actually hard work, because they're not. I don't know. It depends on you, on yourself as well, Matthew.
Yeah.
But sometimes
yeah.
they test us. You know, one day they could be shouting down our ear, and then the next day they could be whispering down our ear.
Dead
you know?
Right. I think what it is to teach us not to be complacent. I mean, if
absolutely.
We go, yeah, we've arrived. Oh God, my telephone communication's absolutely perfect. Well, this is the life I can communicate. Somebody up there is going to go, no, we'll make the next one different. We'll make this one difficult.
Yep. I used to always have, when I was doing live performances, have the spirit stand on my right hand side, and I was doing this massive gig. And I was on the way there, and I was being driven there. So I was talking to spirit, and they just said, oh, by the way, Nick, tonight we're going to be working differently with you. I was like, sorry? I said, not tonight. This is like a really like big venue. No. Tonight we're going to work differently with you. And I didn't know how until I opened myself up again in front of the audience. You know, so, and I was like, okay, where is spirit? Because I can't see you anywhere. I could hear them. So I was still doing the links, but I couldn't see them. And then I realised, actually, they were standing behind me. So, and it wasn't until I realised that, then they started to come around to the front so I could see a bit more of them. So they were just testing me, you know? So it's that they like their fun spirit.
Oh, definitely. I think we'll go into our next caller, Nick, and I'll go first this time because
yeah,
I know we've got people in the line. Ken, can you put our next caller on, please? Hello? Hello, our caller. What's your name, please?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name, please?
Oh, it's Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. Have I spoken to you before, Suzanne, or are
yes.
is this the first?
I know. I think you've talked to me before in the past.
Where are you calling from, Suzanne?
Hampshire.
Hampshire. Can I put you? Because I recognise your voice.
Yeah.
Can I hand you to Nick first of all?
Yeah.
Then, because it's only fair if Nick hasn't actually dealt with you before.
Yeah.
Sorry to do this on you, Nick. Were you going first again? But I do remember Suzanne. So do you want to take this?
I remember Suzanne. I remember Suzanne too.
Oh,
geez. I'm joking.
Oh, that's all right, then. Go on, then, Nick. You can go first.
Hi, Suzanne. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Sorry, where did you say you were calling from?
Hampshire.
Hampshire. Right, okay. So is there anything particularly you want me to help with, or is it just a general reading you'd like?
Well, a general reading over the next... I don't know whether you can focus on the next 3 months, but if you hit on something, then we can look at it. But whatever you come up.
Okay. Well, the way that I work, obviously, I link to spirit. So I bring through spirit that are connected to you, loved ones or friends or so on, okay? And it's then that gives us the information. So predictions for the next 3 months could be hard. So let's have a look. Okay, because I've got a lady that comes forward to you, okay, in the spirit world. And thank you. She's lovely. She's quite a bubbly lady, and I want to go to mum's side of the family, as in grandmother with this lady. Would you understand this?
Could be.
The very bubbly personality with her. I would say that she was quite, which I understand she would have been kind of shortish or average of height, but she would have been quite big in the bust area. Would you understand this?
I had a father's side mother that was very big in the bust, yeah.
Okay. If you've been listening to the radio, you would have heard me Matthew saying that, you know, we can't always be right, but I'm being told it's that, okay, that she would be mum's...
Yeah, there's big tits on my father's side, unfortunately.
Okay, right, if you want to express it that way, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, and I inherited them, unfortunately.
Okay, so, right, okay. But, okay, thank you. But she's just telling me that you have been very... Although you're quite a laid-back person, she tells me, that you've actually been quite busy. Do you understand this?
I guess so. I'm quite busy. And in what? I don't know.
Well, in general, your life is actually quite busy, but she tells me you're quite a laid-back person. You sort of just generally go with the flow. Do you understand this?
Somewhat, yeah.
Okay. Right, thank you. So also, she's just saying to me, I want to give a bit more evidence about me, okay? So she's talking to me about her passing to spirit. So I'm hoping you remember this, okay? Right, thank you. But she just said to me, actually, she went to spirit very slowly. Do you understand?
Maybe.
You're very mysterious. Okay, so, right, thank you. But she, say again, she's talking to me about toes. Right, okay, I've got to give this. Are you having problems with your toes? I shouldn't ask questions, but she's telling me that there's problems with toes. Either it's her or yourself.
Not that I know of. No toe problems.
Right. Then you need to look out for this, because this lady's talking to me about toes. Okay, and she just said, it was me, sweetheart. I had problems with my toes. Very odd thing to say. But she said it was also my legs, but it wasn't what took me to spirit, she just said. I had an illness. Almost, she said it, actually, it was like almost like she had the flu, but she went to spirit. Okay? That sort of thing. Would you understand that with her?
It could have been. It could have been. I didn't know her that well, but it could have been.
Right, thank you. Give me a bit more. Right, okay. But she's... Okay. She's also talking to me about dad. I will get to your 3 months, honestly. I'll try, okay? She's talking to me about your dad. Because she's talking to me about a gentleman that's actually quite tall, okay? Thank you. And she said that if you look at the two of us, you wouldn't think that we were part of the same. Would you understand this?
My father was only 5'9". So
but she was quite short. This lady that I've got is quite short.
Probably. I don't remember how tall she was, but I'm guessing she probably wouldn't have been that high, that tall.
Okay. But she's talking about father as well. So I'm not, thank you. Because your father is... Please don't think there's anything horrible with this, okay? Because I'm getting that this person would be in spirit also. Would you understand?
My father's still around.
Okay, so then I want to go to your grandfather then with this, okay?
Yeah.
So this person, this person that I've got is in spirit, she's telling me, okay? But he's quite a lot taller than her as well, do you understand?
And he maybe, yeah.
And he would have passed a lot quicker, she said, a lot quicker. Right, okay. But let's go to, if you can, I hope you can understand the information, but let's go to the information that you're after, okay? This is the 3 months. I'll see what they can say about this. But all that is telling me at the moment is that your changing pattern at the moment, your life changing at the moment is quite erratic. Do you understand? It's like, it's sort of like two steps forward, three steps back. And you're not sure where to go with your life, okay? But she wants you to know that your work is quite safe. Your work is quite safe. But I also feel there's a change around this. Do you understand?
Hopefully.
Okay. Right, thank you. And then she just said, you're not working at the moment. Is that right?
No, I'm working.
Okay. You're working, are you?
Yeah.
Right, okay. Because why has she just said then that you've been out of work for a little while? Do you understand
this?
No,
I've been gainfully employed straight for 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. Just bear with me a second then, because would you understand this could be linked to somebody else around you?
No, there's nobody around me that's not working.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, I can only give the information that Spirit give me, okay? Because she's talking about somebody, and obviously I'm linking to you, that's around you that would be out of work for some time or the short period, but the work placement is going to change for that person. Actually, I feel like it's a male energy around you, so maybe you need to keep an eye out for this. It could be someone that's in the family also, okay?
Okay, there's no one really around me like that at all, so I don't know.
Well, to take that information and bear it in mind, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Okay, just bear in a second. I've got a bit of interference in the background here. Okay. Right. Right. But sweetheart, all she's telling me, this lovely lady in spirit, is all she's telling me is that your life is just, see, what happens here is I'm asking Spirit to give me more information about what's going on. And I'm not actually getting a lot back apart from that your life is just busy. It's just busy. It's like, thank you. And she just talks to me about a balance. Do you understand? There needs to be a balance in your life, and it doesn't seem to be there.
It's not that it's busy, but there does need to be balance.
Right, okay. But she's also telling me that you need to take one step at a time, because she seems to be wanting or jumping into something very quickly. Do you understand this?
Jumping into what quickly? There's nothing that's happening at the moment. So.
Right. Okay. Let me just ask. Can you give me a bit more information? Right. Right. Okay. She's just... Right. Okay. I'm going to do this as layman's terms, okay? She's just talking about the fact that things around you are just going along as they should be, but you're having to take them stage by stage. But don't jump from one thing to the next, she just said. Keep going as you are, okay? Do you understand?
If something else comes up, I have to look at it, but I can't. I'm not doing anything at the moment. There's no changes.
The thing here, okay, is that I'm linking to Spirit, and Spirit give me information that things are just going along as they are. I can't say to you in 3 months' time you're going to drive off somewhere or buy a new house, because that's not the information they're giving me. So what I'm going to do, okay, is I'm going to leave it there for you. Please take this lovely lady, okay, and the grandfather in Spirit. I'm going to pass you over to Matthew, okay?
Okay,
thank you.
Hi, Suzanne. Just to confirm a bit of information that I've got here. Have you been like single, a single person for the recent past. Are you single at the moment?
Yes.
Right. Now, because this is the first bit of information that I actually got. The next bit of information I've actually got as well is that we can't do much about the next month and a half. I've been given sort of a 6-week period of a bit of status at the moment, like the next 6 weeks. It's very much going to remain the same as it is now. It's not going to get any worse. It's not necessarily going to get any better, but it's not seems to be changing. But what I have got to say is I've definitely seen the word opportunity round about mid-May. So that's about 10, 11, 12 weeks away from now, approximately. What I have to say is I don't know if there is anybody that you're anticipating coming back, or you're anticipating meeting up with somebody or dating a particular person, but that seems to be emphasized here, and it's all change. This is all change. The words that I'm getting us is it's all change. He might not be anything special, but it's all change. And I've definitely got a grandmother here, and she's definitely sort of putting a bit of pressure on me to say, this guy seems not to be at all anything special when you first get involved, but it's all about being involved with this person. That's how it's been worded with me.
That sounds a little bit funny. So he's nothing special, but it's all about
he doesn't look anything special. What she's trying to say is don't judge the book by his cover. He's not going to be like a big butch bodybuilder, or he's not going to drive the fancy car. He's not. Do you understand me? He's just going to be Mr. Average, maybe, or he's just going to be the ordinary looking guy. But it's a case of being drawn to him for who he is, not by what he has around him. That's the wording that she's saying.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that has got any reference to anybody that you've been involved with in the past, because there is an emphasis on this of you're going to be looking, you've been looking for somebody, and it's somebody else that's coming in who in your past you wouldn't have considered this sort of person, and there's no other saying this is going to be mid-May.
Oh, well, we'll have to wait and see then. Nothing else? No names or anything?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, I know we both, me and Nick, sound a little bit vague here, but sometimes the connections with spirit are like this. It can be it's equivalent to, say, a bad mobile phone network, or it's a bad Skype connection. I'm not getting any particular names. I'm not getting particular any conditions with spirit. All I know basically is I've been given something to answer your question for you, and that is watch out mid-May. Don't get disheartened over the next few weeks, because there is not seemingly a lot of change. Now, can I leave that information with you, Suzanne, at this point? And can I thank you for calling in? And you can get a copy of that on Mike Spirit FM, Conversations with Spirit, after the show.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
It's a pleasure. And can we have the next piece of music, please, so both me and Nick can have a little bit of a break? Okay, that was just something a little bit different in the mix. It was a track by Clannad, In a Lifetime. It was an old hit of theirs from back in the 80s with Bono of U2 on vocals. So I thought I'd just play something a little bit different.
It's one of my favourites.
Yeah, I absolutely adore that song. It's funny, Nick, you know. I choose the songs probably about a week, just a day after the previous show, and I put them on and I think nothing, I suggest them to Ken and I think nothing of it. And then things like, I invite Nick Humphreys onto the show because, not that you're second choice, Nicky, I mean, I always have a plan B, but I wanted one of the hosts on this week if I couldn't get my main guest, and it just happens to be your favourite Clannad song.
Yeah. It's a great track.
And last week, I had a Styx song on about Love at First Sight. I chose it just I wanted a bit of a weepy ballad on. And what does Mike and Kerry do that very week? They announce their engagement.
Yeah.
It's just, it doesn't fail where you get, you pick some music, like, you get your instinct to put which song you're going to put on the show. And it's so bloody relevant on the night.
Yeah, well, any track with Bono in it is great by me.
I just love that one because I mean,
yeah,
Clannad. I adore Clannad. It's just my Celtic side, my part of my heritage. But I think we do work well together. You know, we do complement each other on these readings.
We do. Yeah, I'm really enjoying it.
And the irony is that last message is like what we were saying about sometimes spirits say don't be complacent. So our very next connection, we're going to make these two buggers work.
And didn't they just? But it wasn't that the information wasn't incorrect, because spirit never lie, you know. And it wasn't the interpretation. It's whether or not the person also is willing to understand it or accept it. You know, sometimes they have to go away and think about what's being said. They have to listen to the archive, listen to the reading over and over for it to make sense to them. So, you know, and whenever I think it might be the same, but whenever you do like a private one-to-one, people sometimes either look very baffled about what you're saying, but phone you a week later and say, actually, do you know what? It now makes perfect sense.
That's spot on, because they look at you and you'll go, huh? It's like you're suddenly talking in a different language and they're going, don't know that person. Oh, don't know about that. Oh, that's highly unlikely. Oh, I'll never do that. And you've got it recorded for them. And then next time they come for a reading, they've booked and they've said, well, I played it back, you know, a few weeks or a few months later, and it all fell into place. That tone that you told me about, or that Angie you told me about, that person arrived, that happened. And It never ceases to amaze me, even though obviously I do, this is my job and that's what I'm supposed to do. It's still magic, isn't it?
It is, yeah. And you know, actually, when I was in India, the biggest question that I got asked all the time is, how can you talk to my grandmother? Because she didn't know English, you know, or my grandfather. And I say, sweetheart, the universal language of spirit is English. Yeah. So if I was a Hindu, then they would come through and they'd talk to me in Hindu, you know, because that was their native tongue. But it's just the way it is. So and they can,
well, I just say my brain's got a translator, and they're obviously they're passing me the information in their language, and then I convey it back in my interpretation. Or there are times when I will get. I'm having to use symbolism because I get, obviously, we've got a lot of, I get a lot of clients that have got Greek family and Italian families and Croatian families over here. And they'll not speak, I say, oh, your grandmother never spoke a single word of English. She said, that's right. I said, because it's because I've got symbolism. I said, what she needs to realize is she can be telepathic with me and then I can give the information. But it's so funny when I'll get somebody, and so ironic, who can't speak English.
Well, yeah. No.
What the hell is Ken putting? They came, they saw, and you two conquered.
Yeah, I know, I noticed that. explain, Ken, what do you mean by this? By the way, listeners, this is our producer. He produces mine and Matthew's shows. And sometimes he comes out with quirky little comments like that, and we sit here scratching our head forevermore.
I've got the little pen button now.
Yep.
But I think we'll go into our next caller, Nick, and I probably will go first this time. But just in case I know this caller, Nick, you might go first again. Can I have caller 610, please?
I'm assuming because I know it's on YouTube.
Who am I talking to, please?
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know it's on YouTube, though. Oh,
hello,
yes.
Caller 610.
Oh, can I call you back? Can I call you back, darling? Hold on. Let me call you back, okay? Hello?
Who am I talking to, please?
Hi, this is Mel from Philadelphia.
Hi, Mel. What's your question, please?
Yes, my question is, I am also a psychic, and today I got a message that says they're expecting a baby. And I want to know who that is. I think it might be a younger member of my family. So anything you could bring light to that, I would appreciate it.
First question is where in your family has there been a premature birth or a baby lost or a miscarriage or even a stillbirth? Because it's referring to where the baby's been lost. I've got the information that baby's now coming back. So where has the baby been lost previously?
So there was a niece who lost a baby.
Okay. My information is that's where the baby's going to be because she obviously has gone through depression. She's gone to hell and back losing that baby. And I know that it's got to be at least 2 or 3 years since that baby was lost because she's had 2 or 3 years to recuperate.
That's true, yes.
So that, to me, is where that baby, that pregnancy is coming.
Okay, excellent.
As far as your own psychic ability goes, I am being told, you're about to, pardon the pun, quantum leap this year. You're about to go through a phenomenal upsurge in confidence levels. I just feel that your confidence level is going to be boosted by someone that you're going to do a reading for or somebody that's going to come to your door for information. My understanding is it's very, 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 very close.
Yes, thank you, because I recently took a job at a unique place in Philadelphia where I'm now working. I do readings. I started that 3 months ago, and I love what I'm doing. Like, I took a leap of faith to say I can do this because I know I can. So thank you for that.
Are you one of these lucky people? I say lucky, and I'm saying it quote unquote, where you go somewhere where potentially celebs will come and have readings with people?
Oh, yes. Yeah, this is a very famous place that I'm working. Yes, it's been around for 100 years.
So, in other words, I am making a prediction here that you're going to get a celeb coming to you for a reading.
Thank you. That's wonderful.
That's what I'm getting. And you're not going to be nervous. You just got to say it as it is. No matter what it is that you get, say
that's
it.
What
even
I do.
If the person's looking at you and the steam coming out of their ears, you've got to give it because they want to know something about a script or a job. And I think you're going to say, hey, girl or hey, guy, you ain't getting that one, but you're getting this one. That's how it's been given to me.
That's what I do. I always read, I say, Spirit gives it to me. It's truth. It is so. I don't dispute it. That's how I read.
Now, have you read any singers? Because I'm seeing somebody who, you know the typical rap stars, they've got the fancy hat, they've got all the jewellery, and they've got that sort of swagger that is coming in here.
Yes, and we do have some Philly-based rappers, many Philly-based rappers in the area, so maybe they'll come into the shop. You never know.
I just got that feeling. That's what somebody's saying in the waters. I must have a lady here, and I must have a grandmother here, and I must have somebody who had a little bit of a wide berth around. I mean, she was quite wide, but she's sort of saying that it was her identity. This is the lady that is giving this information to me.
Thank you. More likely, my maternal grandmother. She's around me a lot. I believe it's her. Yes.
Okay, and she's like, keep the faith. She's telling you to keep the faith.
Thank you. I will. I was just speaking to her daughter, who is my mom, before you called, and I love that connection. I will. Thank you.
No problem, Mel. Can I actually leave it there, because we are
yes,
in our last,
wonderful.
Last
thank
5 minutes.
Thank you for
minutes.
The confirmation so much. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. I mean, this is our last call, so Nick, and we're going to have to say our goodbyes.
Yeah, I know. Can I just quickly say something to this guy, very quickly?
Yeah, are you still there, Mel?
I'm here, yes. I'm still here, yes. Yes,
yeah.
Please.
All I wanted to say to you is I've got a grandfather here that's on mum's side of the family, tells me actually he works very closely with you. And you know this already. Do you understand this?
I do, yes. I know who that is, yes.
Right, there you go. He's telling me that he's the one that gives you information, okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you. I never knew that. Thank you. Thank
okay,
you.
There you go.
Thank
okay,
you.
Take care.
Thank
thanks,
you so much.
Mel.
Thank you
thanks,
both.
Mel.
My pleasure. Okay, thanks.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks. Okay, bye.
We're gonna have to say our goodbyes, Nick, because I've just about got time for my last song. But it was absolutely brilliant having you on your show. Please don't feel like you were second best, because you were always plan B. I always have a plan B.
Oh, second best. See, plan B, second best.
No. I don't mean it like that. We always have a bloody good time on radio. I mean, you're going to have to have me back on your show, so you can drop this on me then.
Yeah, of course. Not a problem.
Call it a revenge mission.
Yeah, okay. And you can always go first to do the readings. I'll get you to do that.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll do that as well, and make sure that I do it every time. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's been
all right, Nick. I'm gonna have to say bye, and I'm gonna thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
It was a pleasure. And you've been listening to Conversations with Spirit. I'm your host, Matthew James. It's going to be the same time, same place next week. From memory, I can't remember who I've got on next week, but we will iron out the technical issues on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook before next week's show, so we will let you know in plenty of time who we've got on next week. I'm going to thank you for listening this evening. Anybody who's had a reading with either me or Nick, please wait until after the show, and you can download a copy of this show. You can listen to the show all over again and listen to your readings again. To catch hold of me on the internet, my website is www.matthewjamesmedium.com. All the information about my readings, etc., 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 are available on my website. So until next week, it's bye for now. Music Cat.
Thanks for tuning in to Matthew James Medium. You can contact Matthew anytime by logging on to www.matthewjamesmedium.com. Until next week, goodbye.